The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Doris Hyde from the Triangle Radio Reading Service. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you the sound prints for February 10th is now online from the Kentucky Council of the Blind. There will be a tour of a Jell-O gallery at the convention in July for the ACB. Humanware has brought out a new magnifier called the Reveal 16. The prosthetic eyes from Illusions are featured on the Eyes on Success program, episodes 1907. The three Revo keyboard is going to be featured on Tech Talk on February 25th. The NFB legislative agenda is available to view on the web. Cool Blind Tech has several new posts, one about coding kids, one about Russian retinic smart glasses, and there's a little older one from January that I'm going to read called Thaumastry Text Adventure Game is now accessible. Today's reading of Vision News is underwritten by an anonymous gift in loving memory of Joe and Kelly. The Sound Prints Audio Magazine for February 10th is now online. United States is the 50th nation to officially join the Marrakesh Treaty. Low vision equipment, accessible devices for diabetics, and autonomous vehicles, a major legislative imperative for the ACB visit to Capitol Hill. A Super Bowl party at Perkins, KSB Student Rights Award-winning play, audio description around the world, and emoji recognizing people with disabilities. http://www.kentucky-acb.org/soundprints. Link to subscribe to the Sound Prints Audio Magazine podcast with the extension .xml. If you have any questions about the Sound Prints Audio Magazine, contact the Kentucky Council of the Blind, phone 502-895-4598, email kcb@kentucky-acb.org. Janet Dickelman writes, "What will you discover when you come to Leroy, New York, the birthplace of Jell-O? Join ACB at the 2019 Conference and Convention on Sunday, July 7th to find out. Leroy House. This is the home of the founders of Leroy, New York. You will find out why they came from New York City and settled here. Displays include an 1830s open hearth kitchen, a 1930s kitchen, land office sitting rooms, and the Leroy family bedrooms. It has a large back porch and beautiful gardens. Jell-O Gallery. Discover the intriguing story of Jell-O, America's most famous dessert, invented in 1897. Why did the inventor sell his rights to Jell-O? And who bought the rights and made millions of dollars? What happened to the Jell-O factory in Leroy? What do brainwaves and Jell-O have in common? There is also a great gift shop with lots of Jell-O branded items and memorabilia. The Transportation Exhibit on the Road. The transportation exhibit is in the basement of the Jell-O Gallery and houses 11 vehicles. The exhibit starts with an ox cart and finishes with a 1908 Cadillac that was driven by a woman in Leroy. You will also have the opportunity to see and touch sleighs and horse-drawn carriages. On the way back to Rochester, we will stop for dinner. Don't miss out on the fun. Make your hotel reservations today. Room rates at the Hyatt in Riverside are $89 per night, single or double occupancy, with an additional $10 per person for up to four people. This room rate does not include tax, which is currently 14%. For telephone reservations, call the Riverside at 585-546-6400 or the Hyatt at 800-233-1234. Make sure to mention you are with the American Council of the Blind 2019. Rooms must be booked by June 7th, 2019 to guarantee the convention rate. To make reservations online, visit our website, www.acb.org, and follow the 2019 convention link for online reservations. Please feel free to contact me with any questions, either via phone, 651-428-5059, or email janet.dickelman@gmail.com. Humanware's press release says, "We are thrilled to announce the launch of the Reveal family, the next generation of magnifiers that comes in two flavors, Reveal 16 and Reveal 16i. The Reveal 16, looking for an intuitive, easy-to-use, and foldable digital magnifier? Reveal 16 is your ideal tool. Designed for seniors and elementary students, Reveal 16 is the low-vision solution that will help you reveal the world in an unmatched, crisp, and crystal-clear image quality. Simple to use, Reveal 16 has only 4 buttons and a user-friendly interface which makes it the simplest magnifying solution on the market. Great image. Thanks to its large 16-inch screen, you can read newspapers, textbooks, or any document with the best image quality. What is great is that you can also view distant objects, such as artwork or the whiteboard, thanks to Reveal 16's rotatable camera. Foldable. You can easily fold and store your Reveal 16 when not in use. If you need to move, you can just fold it and bring it with you. Reveal 16i. Humanware designed the Reveal 16i with active seniors in mind. This new low-vision solution will help you stay productive in your daily life. Reveal 16i is a unique, smart, intuitive, and compact foldable magnifier. In addition to all the features of Reveal 16, this smart digital magnifier also allows you to video chat with friends, check emails, watch videos on YouTube, listen to podcasts on Play Music, download the available Android applications from the Play Store, and even have your books read to you. Reveal 16i is a smart solution that allows you to open your books and take digital notes before sharing them with others. With Reveal 16i, you can use the touchscreen or the buttons. The choice is yours. Reveal 16i is truly the next generation low vision magnifier and your personal computer rolled into one. We are sure that these new Humanware low-vision magnifiers will help you reveal your vision. To order a Reveal 16 or learn more about this new digital magnifier, please contact your local Humanware representative or distributor. You can also visit our website, www.humanware.com/reveal16, for more information or to place an online order. More details will be communicated in the coming weeks. Shipping started on the Reveal 16 January 28, 2019, and shipping will start on the Reveal 16i in March 2019. Last week on Eyes on Success, episode 1907 featured prosthetic eyes and anaplastology. It ran February 13th, 2019. Barbara Spohn Lelo is the owner and founder of Prosthetic Illusions, which develops custom prostheses for various body parts, including eyes. Both she and her daughter Chelsea Lelo, with whom she works, are anaplastologists and ocularists. Join hosts Nancy and Peter Torpy as they discuss how these prostheses are made and cared for. The audio and show notes can be found at www.eyesonsuccess.net, and the podcast can be found wherever you get your podcasts. You can also listen on your smart home device by saying "Play Eyes on Success Podcast." Check out Eyes on Success, formerly Viewpoint, a weekly half-hour audio program for people living with vision loss. Find out more about the show and get links to past episodes at www.eyesonsuccess.net. Tech Talk posts, Robert Acosta is inviting you to a scheduled Zoom meeting. Tech Talk welcomes David Woodbridge to discuss the Revo keyboard, R-I-V-O. Time meets Monday, February 18th, 2019, from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern. If you have installed the Zoom client software on your computer, I would recommend you start that software before executing the below link on your computer. If you have installed the Zoom Cloud Meetings app on your smart device, I suggest you open that app before executing the below link on your smart device. Join from PC, Mac, Linux, iOS, or Android at https://zoom.us/j/83993583 or iPhone one tap at 1-646-876-9923, #83993583 #, or 1-408-638-0986, #83993583 #, or telephone in the U.S. 1-646-876-9923 or 1-408-638-0986 based on your current location. Dial in with the meeting ID 839-935-813. International numbers available at https://zoom.us/u/CNNUJZ1OH. Newswire. In my discussion of the Revo 2 keyboard, I am planning on covering the following. Physical description of the keyboard. Connecting the Revo 2 to the iPhone. Basic navigation of the Revo 2 using VoiceOver. Switching between keyboard and audio mode. Using the Revo 2 for voice dictation and Siri. Using the Revo to make answer calls plus tone dialing. Advanced features of the Revo 2. Switching between multiple Bluetooth connected devices on the fly. And where to get more information and purchase the Revo 2. We are presenting some facts from David's bio below. David Woodbridge is the National Commercial Assistive Technology Advisor for Vision Australia, where he has worked since 1990. Over this time, he has assisted people who are blind or vision impaired in their home, education, and work settings to take advantage of the benefits of using assistive technology. In the last 15 years, he has also been involved with evaluating technology for use by people who are blind or vision impaired, covering both low and high-tech equipment, covering Microsoft, Samsung, Google, Amazon, and Apple. David is also one of the key spokespersons for Vision Australia relating to technology. He's been an Apple ambassador for Apple Australia since 2009. With a group of other ambassadors and Apple Distinguished Educators, ADEs, covering the range of Apple's accessibility solutions throughout Australia. Since 2018, David is also on the Microsoft Windows Narrator Board. He also runs Tech Fridays at the Vision Australia office in Parramatta, where customers can drop in and discuss technology of interest to the blind or low vision community. David produces a range of podcasts since 2011, covering Apple and other technologies which are distributed on his own podcast. http://davidwoodbr.podbean.com. In addition, he has a regular Talking Tech program since 2013, which can be heard every Tuesday at 4:30 Eastern Summer Time on Vision Australia Radio Melbourne, available online, and stories supporting the program can be accessed on the Talking Tech blog at http://talkingtech.podbean.com. He has also spoken on various radio stations concerning technology for blind or low vision, including 2GB in Sydney, 2RPH in Sydney, and 4RPH in Adelaide, and ACB Radio, I'm sorry, that's ABC Radio in Queensland. David has also appeared on various podcasts, including ABC Radio Main Menu, Apple Viz, Blindside, the Tech Doctor Blog, and Podcast, and others. In 2013, David wrote a multi-touch book, IC, Getting the Most Out of Apple Products from a Blind Person's Perspective, which is freely available on the iTunes Store. David also co-authored another multi-touch book in 2016, Accessibility at Home, which is also freely available on the iTunes Store. David has presented at various conferences, including Spectronics in 2010 and 2012, conducted training workshops on the use of Apple technologies, including Royal New Zealand Foundation for the Blind Learning About Apple Accessibility 2011, the use of iPads with speech braille in Tasmania 2013, National Disability Insurance Scheme National Conference Queensland 2015, and Singapore Enabling Village Apple Accessibility Workshop 2017, and has been written up in a number of articles, including Putting the Eye Back in Eye Devices, in November 2012, which was listed on Apple's Hot News. At the Spectronics Conference in 2010, David presented an unofficial launch of the iPad when it was first available in Australia. In 2018, David participated in the Microsoft launch of their Soundscape 3D audio GPS application. Presenter David Woodbridge, National Assistive Advisor, Vision Australia, email davidwoodbridge@visionaustralia.org. It airs 5 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Mountain, 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, elsewhere in the world, Tuesday at 1 a.m. Greenwich Mean Time. Co-chaired Larry Gassman. Email Larry2Rs, Gassman2Ss at roadrunner.com. Call him at 714-449-1958. From CoolBlindTech.com, I have three new posts. New innovative pods help blind children learn to code, posted February 12th. Theo Holroyd loves nothing more than coding, but being blind stopped him until he got his hands on some new technology. Innovative pods hook together to trigger commands and create computer programs. Sadly, I wasn't able to do any coding before this came along, because what was happening was the class were doing Scratch, and I wasn't able to join in, Holroyd said. Most students learn on Scratch, a visual program which involves dragging color blocks of code around a computer screen and then watching an animation. The invention of CodeJumper allows Holroyd and his friend Ollie Garrity to play and learn together. The Microsoft researcher who helped develop the technology has a personal connection to the project. Cecily Morrison's son Ronan was born blind. She wanted to create something modern that combined music with a physical coding language. Each of these is a single line of code. It's one statement in your program. And children connect these pods together to create multiple lines of code in their programs. And then they can run their code and understand how their code is working, Morrison explained. CodeJumper took 4 years to develop and is now coming out of testing and into the real world, allowing more friends to share their passion for coding. Through a partnership with the American Printing House for the Blind, Microsoft plans to deliver the CodeJumper technology to schools in the U.S., Britain, Canada, and Australia this year. Also posted February 12th, Russian military smart glasses help students. The producers of Russia's state-of-the-art Ratnik infantry gear have released a civilian version of its combat smart glasses just for students. In fact, it's a personal monitor which can be used by both students and their teachers to display the needed data. Those behind the military eyewear said as they unveiled the gadget at an expo in Moscow. The glasses are easy to use and they adapt to the wearer's visual perception. They require no refocusing and remain resistant to vibration at all times. The device doesn't need an independent power source and can be plugged into any laptop. The only difference between the military and the civilian versions is that the latter lacks anti-bullet and anti-splinter protection. The Russian military has used Ratnik gear for several years. The repurposed glasses are derived from a next-gen version of a combat system that is due to be introduced after 2020. Posted January 29th, Faumastry text adventure game, now accessible for blind and visually impaired players. The critically acclaimed text adventure, Faumastry in Charm's Way, is now fully accessible for blind and visually impaired gamers. Faumastry is spelled Thaumistry. The PC Windows version of the game has been adapted for play in a text mode window, which provides full accessibility support for screen readers like NVDA, JAWS, and any other screen reader that supports text mode windows. Written by ex-Infocom author Bob Bates, Faumastry is a classic text adventure, a joke-a-minute fantasy romp set in present-day Manhattan and filled with offbeat characters, improbable spells, and well-crafted puzzles. The player takes the role of Eric Knight, a struggling inventor who must prevent New Yorkers from learning of a group of magic users who live hidden amongst them. Bob Bates, a former Infocom and Legend Entertainment author, is an award-winning developer who has worked on more than 45 games that have sold over 6 million units and won over 70 industry awards, including 2 Adventure Game of the Year awards. Bates and game developer Nick Chantziaris worked with accessibility expert Felix Gritzmacher on the new version. This game is completely accessible to blind players, Gritzmacher said. Combined with a braille display, it is perfect for practicing braille reading skills while participating in an intriguing story with challenging puzzles and interesting, sometimes weird, characters. Faumastry modernizes the adventure genre with a spoiler-free, context-sensitive hint system and an advanced parser. The game is available via direct download from the game's website, and it is also available on Steam. At nfb.org, we find the 2019 legislative agenda. In the 2019 legislative agenda of Blind Americans, priorities for the 116th Congress, first session. The National Federation of the Blind is a community of members and friends who believe in the hopes and dreams of the nation's blind. Every day we work together to help blind people live the lives we want. The Access Technology Affordability Act, ATAA. The cost of this critically needed access technology is out of reach for most blind Americans. By providing a refundable tax credit for qualifying purchases, Congress will stimulate individual procurement of this technology and promote the affordability of these tools. Read the 2019 ATAA fact sheet at the hot link in that article. Greater accessibility and independence through non-visual access technology. The GAIN Act. Advanced digital interfaces create barriers that prevent blind individuals from independently operating essential devices that enhance quality of life. Congress must end the digital divide that threatens the independence of blind Americans by developing minimum accessibility requirements for such devices. Read the 2019 GAIN fact sheet at the hot link on the article. The Disability Employment Act, DEA. An outdated approach to employment fails to adequately equip workers with disabilities for the challenges of the 21st century. The Disability Employment Act will spur innovation that will increase and enhance modern employment opportunities for people with disabilities. Read the 2019 DEA fact sheet at the hot link online. These priorities will remove obstacles to education, employment, and independent living. We urge Congress to support our legislative initiatives. National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Wells Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230. Phone 410-659-9314. Email nfb at nfb.org. And now a little promo for the NFB EQ from blindscience.org. The National Federation of the Blind Engineering Quotient Program, NFBEQ, is a week-long summer engineering program for blind and low-vision teens from around the United States. NFBEQ is jam-packed with fun and learning. Participants spend each day engaged in activities designed to strengthen their knowledge of engineering, as well as their problem-solving abilities. In the evenings, participants explore the local community and participate in various recreational activities. Throughout the week, participants will forge new friendships while increasing their engineering knowledge, problem-solving abilities, self-confidence, and independence. Blind and low-vision teens who are ready to learn new things, meet new people, and have an adventure this summer are encouraged to apply. NFBEQ 2019 Specifics. Who? 30 blind and low-vision teens currently enrolled in grades 9 through 12 in the United States. What? A week-long summer engineering program for blind and low-vision teens. When? June 16th through June 22nd. Where? Baltimore, Maryland. Why? To meet new people, learn new things, and have an exciting adventure. How? The NFBEQ 2019 application is at a hot link and opened January 15th, 2019. How much? There are no registration fees for this program. Additionally, the National Federation of the Blind will cover participants' travel, room, and board for the duration of the week. Please note there are minimal costs associated with travel. Questions? Visit the NFBEQ fact page for answers to the following questions and more. 1. I'm in 8th grade this year. Can I come to NFBEQ? 2. How much does it cost to participate in NFBEQ? What people are saying about NFBEQ? Quotes. Before the program, I didn't know that you could use power tools to build. Even if you can't see it, you can feel it and build it just the same. I'm going to tell my teachers at school that I can build things too. Navea, Massachusetts. I've been taking engineering classes at school, and now that I know there are tools that are easy for me to use, accessible drafting boards, I'm going to ask for them next year. This program has made me more confident in what I can do. Yang in Florida. Last year, I got a C+ in geometry because I had trouble understanding all the pictures. At NFBEQ, I learned how to draw a cube using tactile drawing tools, and now the things I was taught in geometry make more sense. I want to take the drawing techniques I learned back to my use in pre-calc class next year. Riley from Louisiana. Expectations for blind people are really low. This program showed us all that there is a way to do things we never thought we could do. I always thought STEM seemed kind of impossible, but there are tools, techniques, and there is a way to integrate it into the real world. Abdi from Nebraska. At this program, I felt a sense of community and friendship, so I felt comfortable opening up. The lessons were also very intriguing, and I could tell how great everyone felt with the confidence and independence that our teachers were trying to ensure that we had. Zachary from Oklahoma. I'm amazed at how the people involved in organizing this program made everything so easy for us, from organizing logistics to making sure the schedule was running smoothly for the students. The whole event was very successful. The staff's warmth and attention to detail really eased my mind and made me feel good about leaving my son at the program for a week. Mark, a father from North Carolina. Meet the team. NFBEQ, which is part of the NSF-funded Spatial Ability and Blind Engineering Research Project, is developed and facilitated by an interdisciplinary team of professionals from three organizations: the National Federation of the Blind, Utah State University, and the Science Museum of Minnesota. Team members have expertise in numerous applicable fields, including blindness, K-12 education, special education, informal education, engineering, STEM, engineering education, art, and research. We would like to introduce you to some of the key personnel who will be working with NFBEQ participants this summer. In addition to the individuals introduced below, a handful of blind adult mentors will be working with the NFBEQ participants. These mentors travel from all over the country to Baltimore to share their unique skills and life experiences with NFBEQ students. The mentoring relationships that develop at the NFBEQ are frequently maintained for years after the program. Former NFBEQ participants have reached out to their mentors to get advice about navigating university campuses and politics, or preparing for their first job interview. One of the instructors is Anil Lewis, currently serving the executive director of the National Federation of the Blind Jernigan Institute and the principal investigator for the National Federation of the Blind Spatial Ability and Blind Engineering Research Project. Born in Atlanta, Georgia in 1964, he became blind from retinitis pigmentosa, a retinal degenerative eye disease, in 1989. He subsequently earned his Bachelor's of Business Administration in Computer Information Systems at Georgia State University, and earned his master's degree in public administration with emphasis in policy analysis and program evaluation from GSU in 2003. I'm going to skip over to Wade Goodridge. Dr. Wade Goodridge is an assistant professor in engineering education at Utah State University and is the principal researcher for the National Federation of the Blind's Spatial Ability and Blind Engineering Research Project. Wade has 20 years of teaching experience spanning almost all educational levels. Wade began teaching technology education at junior and senior high schools in the state of Utah, where he received a license for secondary education from the Utah State Board of Education. Skipping down to Natalie Shaheen, Natalie is the project director for the National Federation of the Blind's Spatial Ability and Blind Engineering Research Project and the program director for the associated NFBEQ summer programs. Natalie holds teaching licenses in special education and the education of blind students for grades K-12. Natalie has taught blind students and students with autism and other disabilities in a wide range of settings, including charter schools, large urban public schools, residential schools, and I don't have enough time for Maya Catherine Taylor, Peter Anderson, Anne Cunningham, and the material funding the camp. So we've run out of time for today's reading of Vision News. I hope you've enjoyed it. Be sure to listen next time. I'm Doris Hyde, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast after the broadcast at our website, triangleReadingService.org.